For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston. Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This show is brought to you by the Norm Productions Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and here's your West Platte football coach, Chuck Seiler.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show, and this is Jay Nauer along with Coach Chuck Seiler. And Coach, I tell you what, we'll take a victory any way we can get it, even though it takes 2 days to play it. So for those of people that don't know, it took 2 days to get this one in. Fortunately, it was a half at a time, and it was just one of those situations where we had a lightning situation, and certainly it's best nowadays to judge or to make those judgments in an air of caution, certainly. But Chuck, certainly you had an interesting weekend, so to speak, where we had to take Friday and Saturday to get this game done, but we come up with a Blue Jay victory over a class higher school.
Well, yeah, we like to, you know, these kids like to play football so much that we just decided, well, we'll just drag it out over 2 days and let them play all the football they wanted. But it was quite a deal. We Friday night when that storm set in, we stayed there till 10. Kids did stay in the locker room till 10. We had made a couple looked and this and that and trying to decide what to do, and finally we decided that the Higginsville coaches and our administrators decided that we would wait till 10 o'clock and then would start at 10:30 if we could play it. They didn't want to go home and have to drive back, and I understood that, and we just kind of everybody wanted to get it over with if we could get it played. And instead of coming back and finish it Saturday, but 10 o'clock we looked, and the rule is, used to be used lightning warning. They have machines that tell you how close the lightning is, and if it was so close or so far away, you could play. But now the ruling is, if you can see lightning, you have to wait 30 minutes from that time, and then you look at it again, and if there's no lightning then you can play, but if there's lightning, then you got to wait another 30. And so we saw lightning, knew that it was going to be a minimum 10:30, because we were watching the weather channels and this and that. So at 10 o'clock, we made a decision to come back and play the next day. Now, part of the decision-making process of when to play it was the fact that quite a few of the senior kids had ACT tests the next morning. And so they had to get up early and go take the test. But most of them, we talked about, well, maybe we could start it at 10 or noon or whatever, but because they had that ACT test, couldn't start it when we wanted to. So we, and by the time their kids got back to Higginsville and they drove up here and whatever, and they just said, we just soon started at 6. And so that was how the whole decision-making process came about for us to decide to play and whatever. And yes, it was a nice win over a Class 2 school. It was a good win for us.
Well, Coach, certainly I guess we could make a big joke as far as the long halftime show.
Yeah. The long halftime show and the light show was wonderful.
We didn't pay extra for the fireworks, of course, but some folks I know had to travel once again, certainly.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the explanation according to the ruling. I know we got a lot of that, too, as far as where's the device and all that kind of stuff we use to check lightning and that kind of thing. So, yeah, now it's just a matter of visual now. So thank you for that explanation. I guess we'll get to the game itself, Coach.
Okay.
Certainly 23-14, the final score. Certainly, what were your keys to victory, Coach? I know at the end it was kind of interesting where we actually used a weapon and a kicker to kind of make it to where it'd be very difficult for them to come back in the last minute. But Mike, give us your keys to victory over a fairly strong opponent.
Okay. They were a good football team. And we knew that. They were, last year, I know, I can't remember exactly where they ended up, but were very good. And I knew they had some of those kids back. Matter of fact, their quarterback was a receiver last year, caught 60 balls for him last year. And so, but then they turned him into a the quarterback. And I thought one of the keys was our defense. Golly, to hold them to 14 points and came back. Actually, the whole team came back Saturday and played better. All of us coaches thought than they did on Friday night. Why that was, I don't know. But they did. Sometimes getting kids to come back the next night, I've been through a couple of these deals, and it's tough to get them up and get them playing. But we did that. I thought we played better Saturday than we did Friday night. But some of the keys were the fact that the defense played very, very well, held a good team to 14 points, just did some things pretty good. Offensively, had several kids step up. Javonte Landry didn't carry the ball the first half, got several carries the second half, and ended up with several yards. Cut a couple of screen passes out of the backfield and turned them into nice gains, plus had a nice kickoff return. And then Brett Dragstaff played well again, and Seth Brulon. And so it was, as usual, it was a team effort. Football is certainly a team game, and there were some of the keys. If I had to give the game ball to somebody, I might give it to Coach Basil with his defense.
Certainly, certainly appreciating that, and of course, with him being athletic director and organizing two consecutive days of two halves for football, I guess he's got to deal with a lot of those types of issues as well, Coach. But certainly, some of the other keys, I think, in just viewing the game, which I had an opportunity to watch both days of it, I guess, certainly you scored in there just before half, before we had the lightning delay, and then, of course, to close out the game with the field goal to really put the game away.
Oh yeah. That those were big keys, and the field goal by Alex Rowe was huge, because we got down. We needed to. We messed up twice down on that goal line area through a pick there one time, which is a play that we somehow got twisted around, and we didn't even actually have that play called, and which happens sometimes. And then we got a pick on that, and then we had on about the 2 or 3 yard line, had a play call that we were just going to power it in, and we had to move it, two guys move at the same time, and so that kind of messed us up. And then we brought Alex Rowe in to kick that field goal, which put the icing on the cake for us. And so, those are two big scores, and Alex Rowe should be commended, too, for stepping in there and knocking down a field goal for us.
Well, certainly a big victory for the Blue Jays with a 23-14 victory, a two-day event. We'll take the victory. Now the Blue Jays get to take the start of a four-part road trip coming up. The first part, a road trip to Cass Midway. We'll be back to talk to Coach Seiler after what he expects from the Vikings right after this.
She's back. Our old friend Fat Cal with some great promotions. Have you ever thought about building a website and wanted unlimited storage as well? That is what Fat Cal can do for you with this amazing low price. For only $66 per year, you get unlimited disk space, a domain name for free, e-store support, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the company is 100% operated by WindPower, the green company that has been in the hosting business for over 10 years. That's right, Fat Cal. Click our link for the best in website hosting and customer service who's led the way for the last 10 years. Fat Cow. The leader in hosting websites for the last 10 years. You're listening to the broadcast flag station for West Platte High School Sports. WestPlatteSports.com of the Norm Production Network.
Well, hey everybody, do you happen to have a BlackBerry? An iPhone? Hey, how about a Windows mobile device? Chances are that you do. If you do, you now have the opportunity to listen to the games on MOKSSports.com or any Norm Productions websites. All you have to do is go to WonderRadio.com and download the application that you can listen to the games on your device. Wonder Radio, check it out. How to spell it is WUNDERRADIO.com or go to the iTunes store, check it out, download Wonder Radio, and you can now listen to the games on MOKSSports.com. Check it out, Wonder Radio.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston.
For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. And Coach, certainly after a big two-day victory, two-part victory after Lafayette County, Higginsville, well, certainly things don't really get much easier. You take a long trip here to Cass Midway, a team with similar records as compared to you. They're 2-1. Both of you are 2-1 going into this game. And what do you see in that team as you get ready to play there, Chuck?
Well, a lot of football tradition down there. You pull into their stadium and you see all the state. They've won, I'm not sure how many, but they've won state several times. Been to the finals several times, and so there's a lot of football tradition. So you, from a long time ago, and so you go, you know, okay, they know how to play football down here, and but they. They're a little bit similar to us. They run the same defense. They run a 3-3-5 defense, or 3-3 stack, and so they're similar in that respect. We'll do some things that we do on offense and some not, but still, and have been very efficient the last couple of weeks, scored over 50 points the last couple of weeks. So they've got the ability to score, to strike quickly. Defensively, you've got some kids that fly around and play well. And, you know, it ought to be a real good football game.
Well, you know, Cass Midway has a lot of parallels, like you mentioned, Chuck, as compared to West Platte, a story tradition, you know, West Platte. And I know when we played Cass Midway when I was in high school, that was a big deal for us because at that time, you mentioned 60s and 70s, they had a pretty good string of appearing in the Show Me Games, championship games, and winning some state titles. And certainly one thing I can appreciate, we're looking at two, I'd say, storied programs. And as far as what were the biggest challenges that you have to prepare for them this week, Coach?
Well, part of the challenge was playing on Saturday. Coming back and you know, didn't watch film on our normal Saturday. Everything got messed up. Didn't watch film on our normal Saturday. So we watched film on Monday after school. And so we don't get to, and then got the kids doing JV stuff and this and that. So we don't get to go out on the field at all. We didn't do anything Monday except watch film. So there, right there, is a challenge. And then, of course, Tuesday we started our normal stuff to get ready for them. But they present some problems. They got a kick return kid that's very quick, so we want to watch kicking it to him. They've got an offense that can score. They're not huge kids, but they play hard, and so we kind of look at this as a big challenge and throw in the fact that they've got some tradition. And you talk about that tradition, they go back to when I played back in the dark ages as the kids would. My team went to the first playoffs that was ever here, and if we would have won that game, we would have played Cass Midway. They were back then there was just two semifinals games, and they went on to the finals, and they were one that Princeton, which won that football game, and that's who Princeton played to in the finals. So they go back a long time with some history.
Certainly, sounds like a great game coming up, Coach. I know I've talked with the folks down there today, and certainly they seem to be excited to play someone of the value, certainly, of West Platte, what they have to offer. Coach, how's the health of your team? I know you've got one of your linemen. I think we're looking at another 3 or 4 weeks out with him. How about the rest of your team? How's the health look as we go into this game?
You know, I was talking to the kids about that today. We're healthy. We've got Nathan Goodwood, broken hand, which has been out for a while, and that's it. That's really it. Everybody else is healthy. Lyme Wilson had a broken hand, and he got that cast off, and he's fine. He was able to play with that, but he's fine. We're good shape. Nobody else is banged up, nothing. And I have to contribute that to get in the weight room and doing all we do there. Just makes them stronger, of course, and keeps the injuries from happening, and then being in condition. I think, in really, really good condition, and so the kids don't wear out, they don't get tired, because that's a lot of times when injuries will happen. So, yeah, we're in good shape, really good shape.
Fantastic. That's great to hear, Coach. I know we've heard a lot. I know I went to the game last week, and certainly my broadcast crew, Joe and Alan, or the WestPlatteSports.com broadcast crew, has informed me that they're going to be forwarding some mileage to me here the next 4 weeks. So as far as the four straight road games coming up, you as a coach got to be focusing, I'm sure, on, hey, guys, take this 1 week at a time. So might tell them the preparation as you get ready to take this road episode here in the next 4 weeks.
The marathon. Yeah, we take it one at a time. You know, when we made the schedule, Coach Basil and I went last February to make the schedule. We had some teams that wouldn't play us. And so we had to, our schedule was tough to put together. But I wanted to play a tougher schedule. I wanted to get some 2A teams on there, which we do. We have six 2A teams this year. We have we had a 3A team in Lincoln Prep this year. So I think it's great, personally. It's going to get the kids toughened up. It'll get us ready to play our districts. And by the traveling, we'll learn how to travel and travel well. And then if we were fortunate enough to come out of our districts and get to go on and play after into the playoff system, we'll be ready to travel. So we'll know how to travel. So, you know, everybody talks about, well, it's going to be a tough deal. Yeah, it is. It's going to be tough being on the road for 4 weeks. And, yeah, we're going to take them one at a time, but that's fine. I just seem to do it this way, and we'll come out learning a lot from it, and you know, that's what we wanted.
Well, Coach, best wishes with the West Platte Blue Jays. Certainly, as we take on Cass Midway, the Vikings, we'll have a WestPlatteSports.com pregame show at 6:35, starting with the Coach Chuck Seiler replay, Chuck Seiler Show replay. Coach, good luck. We wish you well, and hopefully you bring another Blue Jay victory back home.
Thank you, Jay. As usual, pleasure doing the show, and look forward to talk to you next week, and hopefully we're talking about a victory.
Well, we certainly wish Coach Chuck Seiler and the Blue Jays well as we travel down to Cleveland, Missouri to take on the Cass Midway Vikings. Both teams 2-1. Ought to be a great game. Now, this is an audio broadcast. We will not be able to do video, but ought to be a great call by Alan Littner and Joe Van Amberg. Well, we'll see you next week as we bring to you the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is Jay Now of Norm Productions. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody.